Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I am the host of the show, and I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. My mission here is to pour into you and overflow your self-care buckets, help you get to where the healing reside. We talk about any and everything pertaining to self-care here, from joy, abundance, mindset, food, like any and everything pertaining to our well-being and our happiness. That's what is centered here. So if this is your first time listening, I appreciate you checking out the show. So last week, that was a doozy, wasn't it? I think, honestly, last week's podcast episodes, part 1 and part 2, were probably the longest episodes I have had to date. I was so thankful to be able to be in conversation with mother-daughter duo Debbie and Alana. They poured into us and gave us some ways to strengthen that mother-daughter bond. And if you haven't had a chance to check out that episode, I invite you to, after you listen to this one, just go back just a smidge, just a tooch, and check out those episodes, part 1 and part 2, and go ahead and get your healing, girl. So, this week I have a short episode for you because I do realize that last week was a bit of a doozy. And so I just wanted to kind of give you a little reflection, I guess, if you will, today. And I want to talk about rest. Now, this is a question that I asked in Brown Girl Society a few weeks ago, and it says, when is the last time you connected with what it really means for you to rest? When you were growing up, what were you taught or shown about it? If you find yourself struggling with not being productive, even when your intention is to prioritize downtime, why do you think that is? What does being productive and busy mean for you, and how does it make you feel? So I asked the ladies to take some time and just reflect on that, you know, in their journal and just jot down their thoughts. But I wanted to talk about rest just a little bit more because I think that we, and I'm just collectively speaking here, we think of rest as just like physical rest, like sleep. And that's definitely important. It's definitely important to get all the Z's that you can, at least 7-8 hours of sleep would be very beneficial. And I think a lot of us are lucky to be able to get that kind of physical rest because we're probably averaging about 4 to 5 hours a night, possibly 6 on a good day. So not only is physical rest important though, I'm talking about also the other kinds of rest, like your social rest and like mental rest, and also let's say spiritual rest. Like there's more than just one type of rest. So we're not talking about just sleeping, which again is very important, but look at all those areas. Like when it comes to you taking some downtime, taking time for you to actually be still and allow your body, your mind, your spirit to recharge. Now I know that we're all different, and some of us feel that pull and tug in different areas of our rest. Again, for some people, it may be, I've got everything on lock except for the sleep. And for someone else, it might be like, you know what? My sleep game is tight. Like, can't get no tighter. But, you know, my spiritual rest, I'm really lacking in that area. Or mental rest, I just keep having these racing thoughts, and I just can't give myself a mental break because I just have so much stress and anxiety and worry on my shoulders. So it's just like this constant like nagging in my ear, you know? So you have to look at your situation for what it is, and what I might need more rest, or whatever area I may need more rest in, you might have it on lock. It might be good, but there might be another area, like I said, that is possibly really could use some TLC because it's just lacking. It's lacking. And so as you're answering those questions and thinking about that, like what it really means for you to rest, don't just think about sleep. Don't just think about sleep, because all of those things, like your social energy, your spiritual energy, your mental energy, your physical energy, like all of that is important. So we have to figure out ways to kind of bring that, bring those aspects into more balance. And that's when we're going to feel more energized. That's when we're going to feel more restored. That's when we're going to feel more empowered. That's when we're going to feel like more joy and happiness, when we have all of those things kind of in alignment or in more balance, wherever, especially wherever we need it. So take some time this week and think about that for your social energy. Like, are you spending too much time, you know, hanging out? Are you not spending enough time hanging out, you know? I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show, and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup and hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life, and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil, and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together, because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare.
self-care. Terms of offer are subject to change.
For your mental energy, like what thoughts do you have in your mind that are weighing you down? What can you take off your plate so that you won't have that, like, that constant energy dump on your mind? Like, is it that you schedule all your bills out so you don't have to be juggling, like, oh, okay, well, this bill, I think it's due tomorrow, so I'll pay it tomorrow. And I think my rent's due like on the 1st. I don't know what date it is. Like, if you're able to like schedule and plan and just like go into your credit card, into the portals, for example, and just go ahead and put those on auto pay so you don't have to think about it. If you are able to do that, which I realize is a privilege that some of us do not have, because we are living from like a check to check kind of situation right now. But if that's something that you're able to do and it's able to clear up some of that stress, then go ahead and do something like that, right? For your spiritual energy, like, are you really resting in God? If you're a believer, like, are you really finding ways to rest in God? Or are you trying to hold on to everything? Not that I do that, because I never do that. I always give it all to God. Yeah, I'm lying. I don't always give it all to God. So that's an area for me where I do my best to do better. Not perfect. I'll never do it perfectly. I'm not shooting to or aiming to do it perfectly, but I can do a better job, because sometimes my spirit be so weary. Not that physical, like I didn't get enough sleep, you know, but my spirit be just so weary and so drained. And I have to ask myself, well, Bree, are you resting in Him? Are you resting in God? Are you giving your cares to Him? Are you, you know, telling Him, you know, I surrender this to you? Or are you trying to hold on to it and fix everything and worry about everything and stress over everything and think that you can do all the things? And God's probably just like, I told this child, you know, to rest in me, but she just being hard-headed. Yeah, that's me. That's my story. So yeah, this week, girl, all kidding aside, take some time and answer those questions. I'm going to go ahead and give them to you one more time and just really get in a space of quiet reflection. I should say a no judgment zone, quiet space of reflection. All right. And just sit with it and see what comes up. Don't be quick to answer the questions. Really take, you know, some time this week and sit with it. And once you have your answers to these questions, think about your next steps. How can I get more rest? How can I cast my cares on God? How can I, you know, change my friendship circle so that I feel more energized, right? How can I get more sleep? What can I take off my plate? Who can I ask for help? What things are just ridiculous that I'm even still doing them and they're not even necessary? I can give these to someone else, or just they just don't need to be done regardless, right? Think about that. So here are the questions one more time. When is the last time you connected with what it really means for you to rest? When you were growing up, what were you taught or shown about rest? If you find yourself struggling with not being productive, even when your intention is to prioritize downtime, why do you think that is? How does being productive and busy make you feel? What does being productive and busy mean? Like, what do you make it mean? Okay. So those are some reflections for you. All right. Take your time, child. Take your time. Go ahead and get your journal out and just take some time. Just even if you don't journal, okay? Maybe you're not a journaler. Even if you don't journal, just take some time to think about it, okay? Reflect on your physical energy, your spiritual energy, your mental energy, your social energy. And I promise if you just take some time to reflect, you'll get some answers if you're just quiet and allow things to kind of come to you. All right, so that is it for this week's episode. And hey, girl, really, really quickly, speaking of last week's episode, what I wanted to mention is that Alana from last week's episode is going to be included in the self-care summit that's happening on August 29th. So you want to make sure that you get your ticket, because Alana is going to be pouring into us and talking about holistic health. You are not going to want to miss the conversation that she is going to bring to the table. All right. So go get your ticket. And if you are lucky enough, right now, we have some self-care boxes that are included absolutely free in the price of the summit ticket. So go to browngirlselfcare.com, click on the shop button, grab your ticket, grab your self-care box, girl. It's going to have a whole bunch of goodies in it. And I cannot wait to see you at the summit. All right, so that's it for this week's episode. Have a blessed week. Have an amazing week, girl. And I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.